Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vaiter, Mesechtes Ksuvas, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. A ketana that is mima enes in her husband. Mion, in case you forgot from what we learned earlier in Mesechtes Yevamos and so on. Quick reminder. A father can take kiddushin on behalf of his daughter who is a ketana. If there is no father, Chazal made a special takana that her mother and brother can marry her off. But she has a right to be mamayin. Being that this whole marriage is a takana drabanan, the ketana could say, no, I don't want it. And she wouldn't even need a get. So we have over here Hamima Enes, this ketana that said no, she doesn't want her husband. Or we have Hashnia. Hashnia means a shnia le'erayas. There are women that are ervis. This is part of the erayas. The Torah says you can't marry them. There are others that the Chachamim added to the list. They are not osim in HaTayra, but the Chachamim asr them as a gzeira. A shnia is a woman that is asr. She's a second level. She's not mamish and erva, but Chazal said that it's asr. The Elinus. Elinus is a person that has certain simonim that we know she's never going to be able to have children, and her husband only found out about it after he married her. Zakta Mishnah ein lahem ksuba. They don't get the ksuba. So right now we're talking about the either 100 that a woman who was married before would get, or the 200 that a woman who was never married would get. These three, they don't get the ksuba. But each one for a different reason. The mamenes doesn't get the ksuba because, look, it was her decision that she doesn't want this husband. You can't be mechayev the husband to pay for a wife that doesn't want him. The shnia doesn't get her ksuba, that's a knas. Chachamim gave her a knas that she should lose her ksuba because she probably convinced him to marry her. She shouldn't have done that. If she was awesome in a Torah, normally she wouldn't convince a person to marry her because he or her children would become possible. But over here, being that it's only awesome in the Rabban and her children don't become possible, so it's likely that that's what happened. And in the case of Elinus, it's because we consider it a mekach tos. That means had the husband known she was an Elinus, he would have never married her. So therefore, the marriage is a mistake. So that's what Ein Lahem Ksuba means. They don't have the main 100 or 200. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Here are three more things they don't have. V'loi peirois, v'loi mezoinois, v'loi bilois. This is besides for the main money of the Ksuba that they don't have. Let's explain one by one. V'loi peirois. The peirois, the profit, that the Baal ate from the Nechosim, we don't take away from him. The Chachamim were masakin, that a husband has a right to eat the peiros of the nechasim of his wife, the nichse malog. Nichse malog again is the nechasim that a woman brings into the marriage. If it goes down in value, it's her loss. If it goes up in value, it's her gain. So basically, it's hers. But he could eat the peiros, and that's an exchange, that being he would be mechuyev to redeem her if she was captured. So the mamenes, the one who refuses, and doesn't want her husband, she can't demand that the husband pay back the peiros. The husband was within his rights. He was mekayim atakonas chacham to marry her. One who married a shniel arayis, so he's not mechuyev to redeem her if she's captured. A husband is mechuyev to redeem his wife when she would be mutter to return to be his wife. That's what it says in the ksuba. Im tishtavai, if you're going to be captured, efrekinach, I will redeem you. Va'aisiv nalach li le'intu. That's what it says in the ksuba. He's going to take her back as a wife. Now, in the case of the shniel arayis, he can't take her back. He wasn't allowed to take her to start with. There's really another case also. By an eshes kain, he's also mechuyev to redeem her, even though he can't take her back. But in this case, over here with the shniya, the woman that was usher to him in the rabbanon, the husband had no right to marry her. He had no right to eat the peiros. If he ate the peiros, l'chayr, he should pay for it. But the rechamim gave a knas to the shniya. She doesn't get payment for the peiros, just like they gave her a knas that she loses the main ksuba. As far as the person who married the alienist, like we said before, it's a mekach tos, it was a mistake. So really he had no right to eat the peiros to start with. But being that she saw him eat the peiros, and she never stopped him, so it's as if she was moichelin. That's why she can't demand it back. Vaiter says the Mishnah, v'loi mezoinois. These three women don't get mezoinois from their husband. Now, again, from the Tanai Ksuba, a husband has to support his wife as long as he's married to her. And his estate has to continue to support her even after he passes away. Now, a ketana that refuses her husband, Vadai, she had to get mezainis as long as she was still married to him. But after she says, no, I don't want him, she leaves his rishus, it's pashit that he doesn't have to give her any mezainis. I mean, any woman that gets divorced doesn't have to give her mezainis, he just has to give her the ksuba. In this case, there's no ksuba. There's also no mezainis. The Mishnah wouldn't have to teach me that. So what is this case of aloy mezainis? Again, while she's still married, she does get mezainis. Afterwards, of course, she doesn't get mezainis. So what's the Mishnah saying that the mema'enis doesn't get mezainis? In which case is the Mishnah talking about? Says the Batanur, we're talking about the following case. Let's say her husband left Lamedina Sayyam and didn't leave her money. So she borrowed money for the purpose of her mezainis. Now she says, no, she doesn't want her husband. She can because she's a ketana that was married off by her mother or brothers. So the Mishnah is teaching us the husband does not have to pay back the money she borrowed, because the miyun undoes the nisuyin. The shnia and the elanis, just like they don't have a ksuba, in the case of shnia, it's because of knas, in the case of elanis, because it was a mistake, they also don't have the tanai ksuba, and therefore he is not obligated to give them mezainas. And that's true even when they're still married. And for sure, if she borrowed money for the purpose of her own mezainas, the husband does not have to pay up the chayiv. Weiter, what else would these three women not have? Veloy velois. These are begadim that would be shayach. They belong to the woman. They were used in such a way that now it's useless. Okay, let's understand. Clothes or kelim that the woman has in a nichsei maloig arrangement, where again, the deal is she basically keeps it. If it goes up in value, it's her gain. If it goes down, it's her loss. And the Baal has a schus of achilas peres. He's allowed to use it. So if he uses it and at this point there's nothing left, we can't charge him for that because he had a right to use it. This is true both for nichsei maloig, where the arrangement is, if it goes down in value, it's her loss. If it goes up in value, it's her gain. And it's also true for nichsei tzayin barzel, where the arrangement is that she must get back the value that she brings into the marriage. She doesn't get the gain, doesn't get the loss. In both cases, when the husband uses kelim and now it's gone, you can't make the husband pay for it. But kelim that are still in existence, she does get to take back. That's true for all three, for the mema'enes, for the shni, and the elanes. She doesn't lose what she brings into the marriage that's still in existence. He can't say, well, I'm not returning it to you. In the case of the Shania, says the Batanur, I don't expect you to remember this, but she doesn't have the used-up kelim of nichsei maloig. But the used-up kelim of nichsei tzayim barzel, she does have. Okay, we won't get into the lumdis, just the Batanur mentions it, so I mentioned it. But once again, I just want you to remember, we're talking about kelim that are gone, that were used up. They're worthless at this point. Existing begadim or kelim, they all have a right to ask back. As previously explained, in the case of the elanis, it's because it's a mekachtos, it was a mistake. That means he didn't know she was an elanis until after the marriage. Zokta by the Mishnah weiter, the imit chila, but if right from the start, in other words, when he married her, nesal l'shem elanis, he knew she was an elanis. You can't say afterwards it was a mistake. Then yesh lo ksuba, then she is entitled to her ksuba as well as the things that come along with the ksuba. Weiter zak de Mishnah. Following women are also to their husband, but they do have a ksuba. Almana and almana that married a kohen gadol, a grusha and a chalutza, a grusha or a chalutza actually. A woman that was divorced, or there was chalitza here. Her husband died without children, and there was chalitza between her and her husband's brother. They are not allowed to marry a kohen, even a regular kohen. The almana just can't marry a kohen gadol. A grusha and a chalutza can't marry even a regular kohen, but they did get married, l'kayin hedyet. Or we have a mamzeres, a nesina, a mamzeres or a nesina. Mamzeres is a child that was born, whose parents were not allowed to get married to each other, and it was the type of iser that would have been a chi of karis, or their parent was either a mamzer or a mamzeres. A nosin, or a nesina, that's lashon nekeva, is an enikel of that group of kenanim that fooled Yeshua. Yeshua thought that they came from a strange place, and he took them in. So they weren't supposed to get married to Yisrael, but if they did, Mamzeris and Asil Yisrael got married to Yisrael. Or Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael married Linosin or Lamamzer, a man Nosin or a Mamzer, in all these cases, Yesh Lahen Ksuba. They do get your Ksuba. So why? They also weren't allowed to marry their husband. And this is an Isser D'Oraisa. Right? The Shnia was just Asim Adirabaran. How can we punish the Shnia and not these women? And the answer is that these marriages, they passel these women and their children to marry a Kayan. Sometimes it was like a Bas Yisrael to a Nosin. In the case of Bas Yisrael a Mamzer, or a Bas Yisrael to a Nosin, their children would be Asr Lovi Bekal. But Derech Klal, a woman wouldn't want to go into such a marriage to passel herself and her children. So we're assuming that in this case, it was the husband who convinced her to get married. And that's the reason we don't put a penalty on her. Rather, we're mechayev of the husband to pay the ksuba. Okay, so we have three women who lose their ksuba and the peiros, the right to collect the peiros that the husband ate, to get paid back for it, their mezainos, and also to get paid back for kelim that were used up. And then we have another list of women that don't lose these things. The women that do lose these things are the mamanes. That's the yesoima whose father or brother married her off. She has a right to say, I don't want my husband. She's mamayin her husband, but she doesn't get her ksuba. And the other inyan that go along with the ksuba, a shnia. She's a woman that was aser to her husband, midrabanan, and an elanis, which we feel is a mekach tos. In the case of the shnia, it's a penalty to her. The assumption is based on the circumstances. She probably tried to convince him to marry her. Therefore, she's punished, doesn't get her ksuba. In the case of an elanis, it was a mekach matatois, it was a mistake. The whole marriage was a mistake. Now, if he knew she was an elanis before he married her, then he does have to pay her ksuba, because obviously it was not a mistake. So again, these three, the mamanis, the shni, and the elanis, don't have the basic ksuba, that's the 200 zoz or 100 zoz. They don't have the right to collect the peiros that the husband ate. They don't get mezainos. They don't get the kelim that were used up. Existing kelim they get back. However, an almana who marries a kohen gadol, a divorced woman or a chalutza that marries a kohen hedyet, a mamzeres and an asina that marries a yisrael, or the other way around, a bas yisrael that marries a man, nosin or mamzer, in all these cases, you have reason to believe it was the husband who convinced the wife, and therefore we don't punish her. Rather, we say, yesh lehen ksuba.